Good morning. Today's the final daf of Moi Katan. If you want to call it Chavches, you can call it Chavtes, either way. Thank the Lupin Foundation for sponsorship of the daf. Daf of Belin Lazeich and Ishmael Solis Lupin Zaltzman. We are at the very, very bottom of Chav Zayin Amud Beis. Amri Nahar Dai. The heading, let's read the heading. Lo Shal Nashon Lalam Bibnei HaKavod. The Bryce yesterday said that on the way to the funeral, so on the way to the cemetery, so they would stop. And sometimes they do, in general they would stop. And the reason why they would do that generally is to stop on along the way and to deliver eulogies. That's paid him. But the Gemara says that when it comes to women, so the Bryce said that, no, shal nashim lolam ibnei akavad. In other words, on chol hamoed for men, they wouldn't stop, because on chol hamoed you wouldn't want to deliver any type of hespedim. The Gemara yesterday made an exception for Talmid Chachamim, but you don't want to deliver eulogies for on Chol HaMoed. And for women, the Braisa said never. Never stop, but you just keep going. So, Amar Nahar Dai Lo Shanu Ela Chaya V'Hashanashim Menichim. Now, what was the concern? So, we were concerned of Kavod. We were concerned about the honor of the woman, the dignity of the woman, and she would be bleeding, even post-mortem. And the bleeding would be evident, and people would see it, and there'd be a lack of cover, there'd be a lack of dignity. So therefore, they would go directly to the cemetery. So Nahar Dai and the Shivan and Nahar Dai, when they said over this brisa, they said that it's not always true. That's only talking about a woman who is a chaya. Rashi shemesa machmas vlad, she shofas. In other words, she died in childbirth. She died in childbirth. So then there's going to be more bleeding than usual, and then there's a concern about her covered, about her dignity. But for other women, you could stop on along the way, and that would be okay, that would be acceptable. And Rabbi Lazar disagrees with the yeshiva of Nahar Dai, and Rabbi Lazar says, no, it's true by all women. We have a pasuk by Miriam. Miriam did not die in childbirth, and meanwhile, she died, and she was buried. So immediately after the death is burial, and there's no stopping along the way. Amar Rebbe Lazar, as long as we're on the topic of Miriam, the death of Miriam, so Rebbe Lazar makes another statement, and that is, Af Miriam Beneshika Mesa. She died Beneshika. Right? Literally translated as a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But it means that it was a very smooth and painless death. It was a, if I could say this, an effortless death. As Yashem Shami Moshe, and the Gemara learns it out through Gzeira Shava. Moshe died Beneshika, Miriam also died Beneshika. Now, why not just say it by Miriam? So Nemar Ba Pi Hashem. So say it. So why doesn't the Torah say it? Gemara says it's just simply not appropriate. It's not modest. Now, just making an obvious point. Not that we're making any type of gentrification of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Still, it's just not appropriate. Amar Rabbi Amar Lama Nisbacha Mises Miriam La Parshas Parah. Why is the death of Miriam put right next to Parshas Parah in the Torah? So, I'm sorry, Paraduma. Lam Lachama. Paraduma Mechaperas of Misas Neshav Tzadikim Mechaperas. The Paraduma provides a kapara, so too the death of Tzadikim provides kapara as well. Amar Rabbi Lazar Lama Nisbacha Mises Aharon Lebigdei Kahuna. The death of Aaron is placed right next to the parsha of Big Day Kahuna. And why is that? My Big Day Kahuna mechaper, my Misan Shoshal Tzadikim mechaperis. Same point. Just like the Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, of Kohanim, specifically Kohen Gadol, just like it provides a kapara, in other words, through the avoda that the Kohen is wearing, so the kapara is achieved, and the bringing of the karbanos, so too the death of Tzadikim as well. Tan Rabbanan, Meis Pitam Zu Misa Chatufa. Now the Gemara is going to be describing different types of deaths. Upcoming Gemara is going to be slightly uncomfortable because we're going to be describing different types of death, different ages for death, what's considered natural, what's considered unnatural. Okay, so look, we're talking death, meaning that's, it's third paragraph of Moed Katan. That's the topic of discussion, and today it will be, from here until the remainder of today's daf, the remainder of the Masechta, it will be a lot of death talk. So, it's obviously uncomfortable, but, correct. It's, apparently it happens. Apparently to everybody. So the Meis Tan Rabbanan, Meis Pitam Zu Misa Chatufa. So dying all of a sudden, meaning without getting sick, so the Gemara says that's Chatufa, meaning you got snatched. And the tone of the Gemara is that's not natural. Chal Yomecharu Meis Zuhu Misa Dechufa. One day illness also, not so natural. And what do we care, meaning, I understand, we care because, you don't want the pain, you don't want the suffering. But what do we care, natural or unnatural? So it's a siman. It's a sign from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to what degree he was he was unhappy with the individual. So mita chatufa, mita dechufa, these types of descriptions that we're giving, means that Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, wanted, you know, wasn't particularly happy with a person. So what? Yeah, correct. Yeah, in Achinami, right. A lot of these definitions that we're giving. So misa dechufa. So one day illness, also not natural. Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel Amar zu misa. I'm sorry, zu misa magefa. No, that's not. It's not a misa dechufa. It's a misa magefa. It's a plague. Shenamar ben Adam inil kech memchas machman einechem ba magefa. Uksiva daber alam ba boker ba tamas yishli ba erev. Okay, so you see from Yecheskel that his wife was only ill for one day and died. So again, the idea that one day illness is magefa, not dechufa. Okay. Shnei yamim omezu misa dechuya. 2 days of illness and then death. So that's dechuya. Again, it's pushed, it's forced, it's not natural. And gimel gara, and 3 days of illness gara. You were rebuked by Kadosh Baruch Hu. Arba nizifa. 5 days of illness. That's nizifa. I said five. Okay. Arba nizifa. It's a perfect correction. Four is nizifa. It's like a censorship. Got censored. Chamisha zui misas kol adam, and five is misas kol adam. Five days of illness followed by death. That's the Gemara says. That's normal. That's natural. Am Rabbi Chanin Maikra Hankervu Yemech Alamos. We have a pasuk that speaks to this idea as well, right? When Moshe was told you're going to die, so the pasuk is Hain Karvu Yemech Alamos, and the Gemara is going to darshan. Hain is chad, Karvu Trei Yemech Trei Hachamisha. So okay, so 1 + 2 + 2. The word hain indicates one. We'll get to that derivation in just a moment. Trei obviously is two. I'm sorry. Karvu is plural. And again, we know in Darshanot, whenever we see plural, we only assume the smallest number, which is two. And yamecha, your days, that's also two. So 1 + 2 + 2, that's five. So the Gemara says, hain chad, shekim b'lashin yavani, karn la'achas hain. Okay, right. Anyone know Greek? I'm not one of those people. Okay, but yeah, Phil knows enough. And the word, right, the Greek word for one, it sounds very similar to the Hebrew word hain. It's Greek. And Greek words in the Torah, we've seen that before. Bechamishim shana zuhi misas kares. Dying at 50, that's kares. Chamishim ushtayim shana zuhi misas shoshmol aramasi. Now, Shmuel made it to 52. Right, Shmuel Hanavi. So he made it to 52 years of age, so he made it beyond kares. Shishim zuhi misas bidei shamayim. Dying at 60, that's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Misa B'dei Shemayim, right, a lower level of Kares. It's coming right around the corner. When we start Yevamos, the very first day of Yevamos, Dav Beis, so there's a Tosos on the Amud Aleph that discusses what are the differences between Kares and Misa B'dei Shemayim. So already in our Gemara right here, you can remember, just 1 month from now, you can remember that the Gemara over here says that one of the differences is 50 versus 60. And that's Tosos over there discusses that. No, Misa B'dei Shemayim is an onish. It's a punishment. Meaning it's
untimely.
It's untimely. Okay. So you take a look at the word bakelach and you do the gematria and it comes out to 60. Shivim seva. So shivim is considered seva. That's a good old age. So shmonim gvuros, and when you get to shmonim, that's gvuros. That's strength. Paskin to Helm, we say it every Shabbos. 70, that's Seva. 80, that's Gvura. Amar Rava Mechamishim Hashisham Shana Zui Misas Kares. So Rava says from 50 to 60, that's Kares. Okay. What about Shmuel Aramasi? We're saying Kares by Shmuel Aramasi. V'hai de lochash alu mishum kvarash al Shmuel Aramasi. And why didn't we want to say it? Well, we didn't want to say it because we didn't want to disrespect Shmuel Aramasi. What are we doing right now? I don't know. But in other words, right, Shmuel Ramas made it to 52, and according to one opinion, that's Karis. I cannot imagine that the Gemara is saying that he was Chayiv Karis and he got Karis. Can't imagine. But, okay. Rav Yosef, Yehavar Barshis and Avalu Yamatov LaRabanan. So Rav Yosef made it to his 60th birthday. Rav Yosef said, okay. Rav Yosef, by the way, underwent a terrible illness in his lifetime. We went over this many times. A terrible illness in his lifetime, so ill that he lost his memory of everything he learned previously, and he had to relearn everything anew, and he lost his sight as a result of the illness as well. At what age was he when he became ill? I do not know, but somewhere later in his life, meaning he already learned before he became ill, and then he had to learn anew. And many times in the Gemara, you're going to see the Talmidim of Rav Yosef say, "Oh, remember you taught us that." Well, not in other words, they understood the condition, but you once taught us that, and we're going to remind you what you once taught us. Okay, that was Rav Yosef. So he made it to 60, and he made a Yom Tov for the Chachamim. I'm an Afkele Mikaris, and why? He says, "Because I made it to 60. I'm no longer in the Karis department." Now Abaye must have been a very good friend. I'm throwing that out for careful consideration, because what Abaye is about to say to him, it's certainly not good for the party. Okay, and it's not good party discussion. And that is, look, you did escape Karis in terms of your years, but Karis in terms of your days. Rashi says that you could still be chayv Karis after 60. Right, Kadosh Baruch Hu will snatch you, right? And for whatever you did, there's still a possibility for Karis after 60. What the Gemara refers to as Karis de Yomi. I'm willing to call Lachmi Apaga Biadecha. Rav Yosef says, can we look at the glass half full and not half empty? Meaning, look, I made it to 60. I'm outside. I escaped one form of Karis. Like, enough. That's good enough to make a Yamataba. Ravuna Nachnav Shei Pitom. So Rav Huna died all of a sudden. We've discussed. I'm not going to do this, but I'd like to see how much of Moed Katan was discussed dedicated to the death of Rav Huna. Meaning, though, Rav Huna's death was like a fixing point in the Gemara. But the Rav Huna died all of a sudden. Meaning, there was no illness. There was no 5-day illness. Like all of a sudden, and Havukah Dine Rabbanan, and the Chachamim were looking at one another like, what was that? So Tanaluhu Zuga de Mahadyav. So a pair of Talmid Chachamim from the town of Mahadyav said, "Lo shanu Allah shalom gilagvurus. If I gilagvurus, do we miss the nishika? You may totally misunderstanding. If you don't make it to gvura, I'm sorry, before gvura, so then yeah, quick and sudden death. That's something to worry about. That's something to pause for thought. But once you make it to gvura and then you die all of a sudden nishika, right? The Gemara says that's perfect." Okay, the most controversial statement of today. I don't even know about that, but certainly one of the most controversial statements of today, that by Rava. And it's funny, our Gemara says it without even challenging it, like not even blinking. Rava says that the number of years that you're going to live, the number of children you're going to have, and the amount of food you're going to put on your table, that has nothing to do with zechuyos, right? Now, it's not merits, but talimelsa ela b'mazel talimelsa. But that's all a function of mazel. So whatever mazel you're with, that's what you're going to have in terms of these items. Tosus over here, I mean, this is a long discussion. But Tosus over here says, what about the Gemara and Shabbos? Right? Tosus makes a self-reference, if you want to see inside. Tosfos, Ela b'mazel talyamilsa, v'hikshu b'tosos. Right? Tosus quotes, Tosos. Okay. So, how do Amar b'sof Shabbos say mazel Yisrael? Okay, we know the Gemara and Shabbos. The Gemara and Shabbos says no, we don't. There is mazel, right? That's clear. That part of the discussion is very clear. There's something called mazel, but not for us. In mazel be Yisrael, and so.
What about all those mitzvot that give arichat yamin?
Right, but that's the chuyos. That's
no, but the shuha ken kivud abayim.
Good. That's the chuyos. That's the good. That's perfect. That's fine. So you're going to get a longer life for doing the right thing. Right. Here we're talking about mazel, meaning having nothing to do with you. So that's what bothers Tosfos over here. Our Gemara says it's all a mazel. The Gemara in Shabbos says no, it's not. And so you can see Tosfos over here. Tosfos gives answers, and suffice to say, it's a long discussion of whether there is or there is a mazel. Okay, and the truth may lie somewhere in between. Meaning, yes, right, exactly, right. Okay, so the Ha Rabbi Rav Chista Tarvai Rabban Sadiq Ahavu. So Rabban Rav Chista were Sadiqim. And meaning, there's no question about it that neither one of them were getting punished. I mean, they were tzaddikim. And meanwhile, so Mar Masavasa Mitro, Mar Masavasa Mitro, they both daven for rain, and when they daven for rain, it comes. So clearly they're tzaddikim. And Rav Chista, Ayatishim Vatatishnin, Rav Chista made it to 92 years of age. Rabba Hava Arba'in, Rabba made it to only 40 years of age. That's one. Two, Bei Rav Chista Shisin Hilula, Bei Rav Shisin Tichle. Rav Chista made 60 weddings, And Rabbah made 60 funerals. Okay, 3. Bei Rav Chista smido lekavev ala mitbayi. Rav Chista, his dogs would eat fine flour. The dogs of his house. And Bei Rabbah nahama desari leinshev ala mishtakech. And Bei Rabbah couldn't even support barley. Remember, barley is the inferior grain, and right, it's animal food, and he couldn't even get it for the he couldn't get barley for people at the house. Va'amar Rava said, okay, so in other words, again, the Gemara is just establishing the fact that the point of Rava, which is mazel, it's mazel. Okay. Amar Rava hani klas mile baikame shmaya. Rava said, I made 3 requests from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, tarti yavali chada lo yavali. Okay, I got 2 out of 3, which is a good day. So I wanted to be as smart as Rav Huna, and 2, Ostrei de Rav Chista, I wanted to be as wealthy as Rav Chista, v'yavuli. So I got those 2 requests. Okay, and v'nasune de Rabba bar Rav Huna, I wanted to be humble as Rabba bar Rav Huna, lo yavuli, and I didn't get the humility that I asked for.
But now, it's not humility. It sounds like he's acknowledged that he's not as humble as somebody else.
Right. Correct. Another difficult statement to the Gemara for today. Humility is not something you ask for. Humility is something that you work on. It's a midah. It's an attribute. So you work on your humility. Okay. In Navardic, the Yeshiva Navardic. I don't know. It's not a popular methodology anymore. Although Navardic, the Yeshiva itself made a comeback. But the methodology in Navardic is to put everyone down, put yourself down, and work on your humility.
The reason didn't get it because you got the other 2. You got the rich and
then right. I like that. I do like that shot. Okay, Rav Saorim Achud the Rava Habayasik Kama the Rava. Okay, Gemara again. Today's topic is death. Meaning that's really today's topic. And so what's death? So who do we get to speak about at length? The Malcham Avis.
Sure.
So here we go. Here are the Gemaras that deal with the Malcham Avis. So Rav Saorim was the brother Rava. And he was in front of Rava. Chazi da kamenam nim Rava's dozing off. But dozing off over here does not mean dozing off. It means that Rashi says he's a goseis, right? He's really at the end. So amar le malei mardol l'saran. So Rava turns to his brother and says to his brother, "I need you to talk to the Malcham Avis and look. Let's not make this painful. Meaning we're at the end. It's just gentle. So amar le mar lav shushbina hu. So Rav Saorim says to his brother Rava, you and the Malcham Avis are very close. So you...
Tell
yourself. So you tell him. So Amalei came into Imsar, the Imsar, Mazalo Ishkach Bey. So I'm now handed over to him. Like I'm in jail, right? And anyone can get somebody out of jail except for the person who's in jail himself. In other words, I'm not in a position right now where I have any influence. Amalei Lizchazel Imar. Rav Saorim says to Rava, after you die, I'd like you to come visit me. Okay, and a lot of controversial statements for today, but correct. Ben asked the question. I don't have an answer. Right, you're not Dorish Alamesim. Right, speaking to the dead. One of the Yisurim in the Torah. Okay, I don't have the answer. It's difficult, but it isn't a dream. Maybe it makes it better. But okay, Ischazelei. So okay, so Rava does that. After Rava dies, Rava now visits Rav Saorim, his brother. Amalei habalei amar tsa'ara. So was it painful? Amalei kirivda de kusulsa. It's like going visit to the bloodletter. Okay, right, little pinch, and no, it wasn't so painful. Rav Aviyasa came to Rav Nachman. Gemara is basically going to go over the same format of episode, just different personalities. We have now Rav and Rav Nachman. So Chazed de kamenamnim. So Rav Nachman's dying. And Amalei lema lemar delolat saran. Again, same request. Could you talk to the Malcham Avis? Rav Nachman's asking Rava, could you talk to the Malcham Avis and say, do not make this painful? Amalei ma lav adam chashav hu. So what do you mean? You're an adam chashav, right? You could talk to him. Amalei man chashav, man sapin, man rakia. Rav Nachman says, not as chashav as you thought. No, I'm not that person. Amalei lizchazel lemar. So again, Rava asks Rav Nachman, after you go to the next world, could you go come pay me a visit? Is Chazelei, Rav Nachman now is visiting Rava after Rav Nachman has died. Amalei havalei lamar tzara, and again the same question: was it painful? Amalei kemishcha binisa mechava. It's like taking a hair out of milk. Again, the sense I get is not so painful. The Amalei akash baruch hu zil ba'ulama kad havias lo be'ina. However, I will tell you this. Let's say I was asked to go on the roller coaster again, right. and take the ride again. I wouldn't do it. So denafish be you say say because the amount of fear, the fear that I had from the Malach HaMavis, it's just the right. That's how Rashi explains it. Right, too much fear of the Malach HaMavis. The fear was unpleasant.
It's interesting because you don't talk about the fear of like having given fish once for Hashem, like that.
Right, correct. They're only focusing on the point of death. Agreed. Rabbi Elazar have a ka'achol truma. Okay, Rabbi Elazar was in the middle of eating his truma. Okay, so let's make an obvious point. He's a kohen. Yeah. So is chazelei. So the Malach HaMavis now comes over to Rabbi Elazar, says, "No, it's time." So Amalei truma kachin of alav kadosh ikrei. He says, "No, it's not. I'm eating truma right now. I'm eating truma. So what does it say about me? I'm kadosh. I'm right now. I'm a kadosh. So now's not a good time." And chafalei shaita. And the Gemara says, "So he cheated death for at least the moment." Exactly. Perfect. Rav Sheshes is chazalei b'shuka. Rav Sheshes got visited by the Malach HaMavis in the marketplace. Amalei b'shuka kebehemam. And Rav Sheshes says, "No, that's not right. That's not appropriate. We're in the marketplace, like an animal. You're going to take me like an animal." So isa lagabe besa. He says, "Do me a favor, right? Pay a visit to me at my house, not here in the marketplace. It's not appropriate." Rav Ashi is chazalei b'shuka. Rav Ashi also got paid a visit by the Malach HaMavis in the market. Amalei itchuk leitelsin yuma. So he says, "Look, I know. This is going to be a huge bechina. They're going to ask many questions. I need to review. Okay, so right before the big test, he wants 30 days. 30 days. I'm going to review all of Shas in 30 days, and then come back." Right. The Gemara in Pesachim says, "Okay, we've seen this Gemara a number of times already. We'll see it again." And right, Ashrei, fortunate is somebody who goes up to Shemayim and Talmud b'yado, and he's got a Talmud in his hand, meaning he's holding in Torah Shebichtav, Torah Shebapeh. Okay, time to Chazer. So b'yom tasan asa. So day 30, like the Malach HaMavis was, you know, punctual. So day 30, so there he is again. So Amalei Maikule Hai. So correct. What's the rush? I understand. So Hai Dache Ragle Debar Nasan. So he says, "I know." He says, he gives him an explanation. He says, "Look," he says, "right, you're right. We're ready for the next one, meaning we're ready for the next Rosh Yeshiva, the next head, the next nasi, and the one who's waiting is Bar Nasan. And so, all right, you got to go. You got to make way for the next." We've seen this idea express itself in the Gemara a couple of times already, and that is that there is no encroachment on from one king to the next king. So in other words, when it's time for the changing of the guard, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, "Okay, it's time for the changing of the guard." Remember the Gemara regarding Shaul, right? Shaul was stopped by the women, and the women spoke to him, and the women spoke to him for a long time, and the Gemara over there is bothered. Why were the women speaking to Shaul for such a long time? Because the Gemara says, because they, one of the answers, the Gemara had a couple of answers, three answers if I remember correctly. But one of the answers is that Shmuel's time was not up yet as being the leader of the Jewish people. And so basically it was a stall tactic from HaKadosh Baruch Hu so that, again, there's no encroachment from one king to the next king. Rav Chisa Laviachalei, Galav Shasik Fume Megirsa. The Malach HaMavis could not get to Rav Chisa. Rav Chisa was constantly learning. Okay. And what about sleep? So I guess you can conclude from here that sleep doesn't count. Good. He was constantly learning. So what the Malach HaMavis does is a maneuver, and that is outside the yeshiva, he creates a tree to fall down. Right? An arazah, a cedar tree to fall down. Paka arza v'shasak. So the tree came down and created such a disturbance that Rav Chisa stopped learning for just a second. The Yachalai. Okay, and then the Malach HaMavis had an opportunity and used it. Rabbi Chiya Lahavamasa Lemikrevalei. The Malach HaMavis couldn't even get close to Rav Chiya. So Yumachadid Melei Ke'anaya. So the Malach HaMavis then knocks on the door one day and appears to him like a poor person. So Asa Tarva Bava Amalei Afik Le Rifta. He says, "No, I have bread." Malach HaMavis says, I'm starving. So Afikule. So Rav Chiya says, "Fine, bread." So Amalei v'lav kamerachem maraniya. So the Malach HaMavis says, "Look, you saw what just happened? You had rachmanus on the poor person. So nu, have a little rachmanus on me." Hahu gavra amayda lo kamarachem mar. So why don't you have a little rachmanis for me? Meaning that's my job. My job is to take people away. So a little rachmanis. So galile ich. I'm sorry. Amarachem mar galile. So he appeared to him, meaning he showed his true form. Ach valeshuta denura, pillar of fire, and amtzilein avshein. And Rav Chia said, okay, fine. Good. Chaf Ches Amud Beis. We're at the very top. We're at the Mishnah. Okay, last Mishnah of the Masechta.
Who witnessed this?
There was a Masorah. It's tradition passed down from one generation to the next, and as I'm passing it down to the next. Although you and I are the same age, so but you understand. It's all a Masorah, huh?
David and Melech was the same way.
Yes, yes. I was thinking that as well. We had a similar Gemara by David HaMelech. Okay, the Mishnah. Now, Shememoed Ma'anus Avalam Etapchos. Now, in Chol HaMoed. So, again, what do we say in Chol HaMoed? We said, really, there's no eulogizing in Chol HaMoed. But, all right, there can be a vocal expression of sadness. So, women in Chol HaMoed would be Ma'anot. We're going to define all these terms in just a moment, but not Metapech. Terms will be defined. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Asmuchos Amita Metapchos. And Rabbi Shmuel says that those who are right next to the coffin, so they could be metapech. Okay, so he allows for a little more vocal. Again, we'll define the terms in just a moment, but he allows more mourning. Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah v'Purim anus metapchos and Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah and Purim. So they can express themselves both through inui and metapech. V'zeh lo mekonos, but not mekonein. Mekonein you cannot do on Chanukah and Purim and on Rosh Chodesh. Nikva Ames Lamanos Vilaman Tapchos. But after the burial, that's it. Meaning, again, it's Chol HaMoed, it's Rosh Chodesh, it's Chanukah, it's Purim. Right? No spitting, no eulogies. So and then after the actual burial, everyone has to be quiet. Ezui Inui Shikulam Onos Kacha. So now definition of terms. The Inui, which was allowed in Chol HaMoed by the women during the burial, not after, but during the burial. So Onos Kachas. So they would wail at the same time. Kina, that which we said was prohibited, even on Chol HaMoed, she'achas medaberes v'kulan onos achareha. That was response, right? The one woman would say something and the other woman would answer, and apparently that's more grieving. She'nam avalam denim benosechem nei v'ishari yasa kina. Okay, Yirmiyahu, a description of kina. Avalas elav hu omer bela amavis lanetzach. But meanwhile, in Lost in Love in the future, there will be no death anymore. Kadosh Baruch Hu will wipe every tear away from everyone's face. That is the last Mishnah of the Masechta. You understand how that works, meaning that after a discussion of the third parak of Moed Katan, and for us, what was 2 weeks of discussion of discussing death, so the Mishnah ends off on a powerful note about death is a temporary condition, and the lust of love in the future, there will not be death anymore. So my amaran, okay, next 10 lines of Gemara are going to be very difficult, because I mentioned this before, we're actually going to go over the different types of eulogies that were said over by women. It's poetic, it's liturgy, it's hard. So I'll try, I'm going to struggle through these next 10 lines of Gemara. So my amaran amara voila azza voila chavila. So one eulogy they said was woe to the one who was going, and woe to the chavila. Chavila, Rashi over here says chavala. Now that might not be helpful, but I got it. Meaning, right, like we read in last week's parsha, right? The chabol techbol, that's the security. Meaning, whenever you give a loan, so you'd like a security for the loan. Not whenever, but you'd like a security. Sometimes the Torah says you have to give the security back. If the person's poor, right? So you give the security back. But anyway, meanwhile, chabol is the security. So the imagery over here is that we are entrusted with the neshama. So then what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is he takes back the neshama. Right? That's the security that he takes back. Amar Rav Neshedech Chashnitziv Amar Nachi. And this is how the eulogies went in the town of Chashnitziv. Rav is going to quote a number of them. Vaila Azla Vaila Chavilam. Okay, that we just saw. Amar Rav Neshedech Chashnitziv Amran. Good Garma Mikacha. You cut the tooth from the bone. V'namti maya la'antichi, and the water goes back to the jug. I don't fully understand this, as I already explained to you. I explained. I don't fully understand this, but basically we're going in the reverse order. Meaning normally the water goes from the jug out, the water is going back to the jug. Okay. Right. Amar Rav Nishin Neshachman Siv Amar, and here's another one. Alto Vikasi Ture, the Barami Ubar Ravave, right, covered, right, just read Rashi. Rashi is helpful. The, right, where's the Rashi? The, not Mumai, no, I'm sorry, not on this one. Okay. I'm not reading Rashi. Okay. Anyway, so it's something to do with the covering of the mountains. Okay. Barami and Baravave, people who are great. In other words, again, they're getting covered. Again, it's a eulogy towards death. Amar Rav Nishen Deshach Nizav Amar and Shuli Itzala Demilsa La Barchor and Deshalimu Zavde. Again, now I can quote Rashi. So Rashi over here says that the death is going to be like a blanket, covering the person like a blanket. Okay, and as he goes on his way. Amar Rav Nishen Deshach Nizav Amar Rahit Benafil Amma Avra Vizusas Yazif. Right, run after the crossing. And something to do with borrowing, again, a repayment of the loan, okay, again, having to do with death. Amar Rav Nishay Shach Nizav Amaran, Achaga Tagre Azavda Midbeke. Right, Azavge Rashi says it's talking about a nest, something about the returning of the nest. Okay, again, very poetic. Amar Rav Nishay Shach Nizav Amaran, here's our final one, Mosa Kimusa Umarin Chibula. Right, death is inevitable, meaning every person dies. All right, Umarin Chibula. And it's just a question of how painful it's going to be, but everyone dies. Okay, those are the different types of poetic eulogies that were said by the women of Shach Nitziv. Okay, Tanya. Okay, now back into territory where I'm a little more comfortable. Hi, Rabbi Meir, Omer Tov Lalechus Beis Avel Ad V'Achai Yiten Libot Varim Shalmisa Koheles. Okay, we get to read on Sukkos coming up shortly. So the pasuk in Koheles says that if you have a choice of going either to a chasna, to a simcha, to a wedding, or go to a funeral. So the pasuk in Koheles says, go to the funeral. It's more powerful. Better for the neshama. Say, and the Gemara goes on to explain. The yaspid, yisbudena. And why is it better? Because, mida keneged mida, whatever you do for other people, that's what's going to come around to you. You eulogize others will eulogize you. The yikbor yikborena, you bury others, people are going to bury you. Yiton yitanenu, you carry others to the cemetery, people are going to carry you. Di yadel yidlena, you raise your voice up in crying and wailing, people will cry for you. Vigadami de lo yadel yidlena, or another way to say it is that if you don't raise yourself, meaning if you're not arrogant, right, people will raise their voice for you. Dechsev kitav amar lach aleihena. Tana rabbanan kishemesa banoshar Rabbi Shmuel nichlum sudal zekem lanachemo. Rabbi Shmuel's sons died. And in comes four zakenim, four elders, to pay a shiva call to Rabbi Shmuel. And they are Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yosef Glila, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and Rabbi Akiva. Okay.
Aren't those the guys from this?
Yes, yes, yes. Amalam, they did. No, they did. The Amalam, this is right after the destruction of Baishani. Right, Rabbi Shmuel was one of the Asara Harugim Malchus. He was one of the ten, as was Rabbi Akiva as well. Not all the Asara Harugim Malchus lived at the same time. That much is true. But, no, they did. So, Amalam Rabbi Tarfon, Du'u Shechacham Gadohu Baki Ba'agadus Ha'ikanes Echad Mikem L'toch Divrei Chavero. So, they just prepped each other before going to pay Shiva called Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel is an expert in Agados. So, let's just all be careful. And when we go in, let's not trip over each other's words. Everyone will speak, everyone will get a turn, and let's make sure that we speak in turn. I'm Rabbi Kiva Ve'in the Acheron. And Rabbi Akiva says, and I'll go last. Okay, now, Rabbi Akiva is the optimist, is the ultimate optimist, and he felt like he would have the most comforting words, and therefore he should go last. Okay. Pasach Rabbi Shmuel Ba'amar Rabba Avanasav Tachfu Ayvelav Hitriach Rabbosav Pam Rishona Uvishniya. So who talks first? So, interesting, Rabbi Shmuel talks first, which is the halacha. And the Gemara is going to say later on this morning. And that is that when you go to a Beis Avel, you should not open your mouth first. The first person opening up his mouth should be the Avel. And so that's why over here, Rabbi Shmuel is the first one to talk. He's the one sitting Shiva. He's an Avelus. He's the one who speaks first. And he apologizes. This is so unbelievably sad. He apologizes for disturbing and bothering the four Chachamim. Look, I know I've been sitting Shiva before, and now I'm sitting Shiva again, and I'm really sorry I bothered you to come here. I apologize. So Pam Rishon Ushniya. Okay, first time, a second time, he's apologetic. Nen Rabbi Tarfon Va'amar. So now after Rabbi Shmuel speaks, now it's Rabbi Tarfon. So he's going to be the first of the four Zekanim. So Va'achechon Kol Beis Yisrael Yizkur Sreifa. After the death of Nadav Avihu, all the Jewish people are crying over the loss of Nadav Avihu. Now I know that this is a rough way to speak about Nadav and Avihu. Rabbi Tarfon says it, therefore I'm repeating. He says, you know, Nadav and Avihu, they really only did one mitzvah. And meanwhile, Dichsiv, Ikruv and Aaron and Saddam, Elav, Kach Banasha Rabbi Shmuel Achas Kama Vakama. If they only did but one mitzvah, and look at the loss that was felt over Nadav and Avihu, so your sons, who did more than one mitzvah, alachas kama v'kama, we really feel the loss. Nene Rav Yosef Gluli v'amar. V'saftu kol Yisrael v'kabrusa v'alo dvarim kavachomer ma aviyah ben Yeravam. So again, another pasuk in Tanakh, another loss that was felt, aviyah, who is the son of Yeravam. Shelo asa lo davar echad. Generally speaking, not a good king. Macha Yisrael. Okay. Generally speaking, not a good king, but he did one good thing, which is, he did one good thing. I'm sorry, the Gemara will explain what he did later on. So, Banav Shal Rabbi Shmuel Achas Kama V'Kama. Your sons who've done more than one good thing, so we really feel the loss. My Davar Tov Rabbi Zeir Rabbi Chenin Bar Papa Charamar Shibito Mishmartov Alal Regel. So he took a pass on his Mishmar, and he went and he did Alil Regel. Remember, Yeravam told all the people up in the north, don't do Alil Regel, and he did. And another version, similar, is that the sentries that were standing, so that to stop people from doing Alil HaRegel, so he canceled the sentries so that people, not just himself, but other people themselves also, could be Alil HaRegel. Nen Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah v'Amar, we're up to the third Chacham. B'sham Tamus v'Misrafos v'Asecha Malachim v'Rishon v'Shayul v'Panecha Kain Yisrafu Lach. So this is a description of the death of Tzidkiyahu, where the Navi Yirmiyahu tells him, right, you're going to get a very honorific death. And again, I know it's such strong language. Tzidkiyahu only did one good thing. Tzidkiyahu was the last of Malchi Yehuda, and the last one before the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And he only did mitzvah achas. Sha'ala Yirmiyahu minatit. Yirmiyahu was put in a pit in order to die. And he lifted Yirmiyahu from the pit. Kach banav shel Rabbi Shmuel achas kama v'kama. And meanwhile, he got such covenant in his death. Your sons al achas kama v'kama. Nene Rabbi Akiva v'amar. And now finally we're up to Rabbi Akiva. Bayamahu yigdal misbeid Yerushalayim ki misbeid hadad rimon bibikas migido. He quotes the pasuk in Zechariah, and the Gemara just takes a moment to explain the pasuk in Zechariah. V'amar Rabbi Yosef v'amalei tikrum v'daikva lo havi yadana ma'ikamar. And Rav Yosef says, look, without the Targum, I would not have a clue as to what the pasuk is even talking about. The hesped, the eulogy that will be given I'm not even sure whose eulogy we're talking about over here. But, right? Well, no, that's one of the people it's compared to. The eulogy that will be given will be as great as the eulogy that was given to Achav Bar Amri, the Kalti Yaseh Hadad Rimon Bar Tav Rimon. So Achav's eulogy was great. He was killed by Hadad Rimon. Ukimispe Dioshia Bar Amon, the Kalti Yaseh Paro Chagira Bibikas Megiddo. And as great as the eulogy of Yoshio, one of the last good kings of Yehuda. So, right, remember, four kings came after him to end the Malchi Yehuda. But Yoshiah was great, and he was killed in battle. He was killed by Paro. Right, Paro wanted to get across from Egypt over up to the north, and the Navi told Yoshiah to let him go, and Yoshiah says, nope, Eretz Yisrael is not going to become in other words, they weren't even the center of the battle, but he wouldn't even allow the Egyptian army to pass through. And he stood his ground, and he was killed. He didn't listen to the Navi. Navi told him not to do that. So, now, Achav only did one good thing, and that is, now, Achav only did one good thing, right? The Gemara wouldn't say this about Yoshio, because Yoshio was a tzaddik. But Achim only did one good thing, and that is that on the chariot, right, in the war against Aram, so he was fatally hit, but still he stood tall on the chariot to give encouragement to the army and to the troops, and meanwhile he got a very significant burial and eulogy. So Kach Banav Shor Rabbi Shmuel Achas Kama V'Kama. So again, over your sons, how much more so? Okay, so and that concludes the death of the sons of Rabbi Shmuel and the Nechama that was given by the four Tanaim who lived in Azira. Amalei Rav Rava Bar Mari Kisi Beit Tzidkiyahu B'Shalom Tamos Uksiv Es Einei Tzidkiyahu Iver. A slight discrepancy regarding Tzidkiyahu. On one hand, it says that he was going to die in peace. On the other hand, his eyes got gouged. So right, and when I say slight discrepancy, I hope you understand. I mean, that's not a slight discrepancy. Amalei Hachem Rav Yochanan Shemes Nevucha Netzar Biyamav. So the Gemara says, look, his eyes got gouged. The Torah says that. The Navi says that. But Nebuchadnezzar died before he did. So that was the death in peace. That he was able to see the death of Nebuchadnezzar. It says regarding the King Yoshio, again, Yoshio was also promised that he was going to die in peace. And meanwhile, Uksiv Vayaru Ayaru Lamelch Yoshio, as we just described earlier, Yoshio was killed in battle, and he was pierced by arrow after arrow. V'Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Sha'aso Kikavra, he looked like a sieve at the end of the day. Amalei Achem Rav Yochanan Shalochara Beis Hamikdash Biyamav. The peace being described was not the actual point of his death, but the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was not destroyed in his day. Amar Rav Yochanan Ein Menachem Rishon Lamadavra Ad Sheyiftach Avel. This will be our final halacha that we're going to be learning regarding Hilchos Avelos, and that is that when you go into the Beis Avel, you say nothing until the Avel himself is ready to talk and opens his mouth. Shenema acharein kein pasach Iyov es piyo v'hadar v'yana lifaza temani. Iyov was sitting in mourning over the loss of his sons. He first opened his mouth, and then others opened their mouths as well. Amar Abi Abba minayin la'avel shemesa b'rosh. The Avel sits, I'm sorry, not one, another halacha. The Avel sits at the head. Meaning the Avel should be in the Beis HaAvel, the center of attention. Shenamar, Evchar Dakam Veshev Rosh Veeshkon Kemelech Begdud Kasher Avel Minachem Minachem Achrini. The Pasuk in Iyov gives a description of basically the Avel being like almost like a king, being like the center. So Yinachem Achrini Mashma. Now the Gemara is just bothered by the grammar. Yinachem means, it sounds like the one who's comforting others. Not the one who's being comforted. So Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Yinachem Ksiv. So the Gemara, technical grammatical point, don't pronounce it Yinachem, but rather Yinachem. It's Lashon Nifal, the one who's being comforted. Marzuch Amar Mehacher V'Sar Marzeach Sruchim. Marzeach Na Says Sarlus Sruchim. The one who is suffering the loss, he will become the Sar. He's the prince. Amar Bichamar Barchanina Minayin Lachasna Shemesa Barosh. Okay, and oddly enough, ironically enough, the Chassan also is the center of attention. He's also the king. So Shenamar kechassan yikayin peyer ma kohen barosh av chassan barosh. The kohen is at the head, so is the chassan. The kohen gufim minala. Now, how do I know the kohen himself as well as at the head? The tan de bei Rabbi Shmuel v'kidashto lechol davar shebekdusha. The kohen is always placed at the head. Liftoch rishon, the first aliyah goes to the kohen. Ulevarich rishon, when it comes time for zimun, so the kohen should be the one leading the zimun. Lito mani yafarisham, first portion goes to the Kohen. Amar Rabbi Chanina Kashi Yitzias Neshama min haguf kitzipor b'fia veshet. The exiting of the neshama from the body is as difficult as tzipori kipia veshet. Rashi explains that when you're pulling a rope and the rope's got knots in it and you're pulling it through a hole, so that's how difficult it is. Now, it belies the fact that earlier this morning we did describe the Yitzias Neshama like bloodletting, like the pulling the hair out of the milk, and over here the Gemara describes it in terms of Chara, seems to be, these are things that are obviously very difficult to gauge, but seems to be a little more painful. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kipituri Bifi Veshe. Okay, another imagery of, right, Rashi says that these are ropes that are used for the ships. Amar Rabbi Levi Bachaisa Anifta Min Ames Lo Yom Alecha Lech Lishalom El Alech Bishalom. Okay, the Gemara seems to be very famous. Everyone seems to know this Gemara. And when you leave the mace, so you say Lech Bishalom. You're in peace now. because that's what, he's in peace. But when you leave somebody who's alive, it's lishalom, because he's still going. So lech bishalom, hanifter min echad lo yomer lech bishalom, ela lech lishalom. Hanifter min emes lo yomer lech lishalom, ela lech bishalom, shenemar, v'ata tavol, evasecha bishalom. Okay, the pasuk by Avram Avinu, when Kosh Baruch Hu says, when you're going to die, you're going to go bishalom. Hanifter min echad lo yomer lech bishalom, ela lech lishalom, sherei David, shamar la shalom, lech bishalom. Halach v'nitla, right, and the words that David used for Avshalom of lech bishalom, David was hanged. I'm sorry, Avshalom was hanged. Yisro shamar la Moshe lech lishalom halach v'itzliach. And meanwhile, when Yisro said to Moshe lech lishalom, and Moshe went and had a tzlacha. V'amar Rabbi Levi kol ayosim mibeis hakneses lebeis hamezrus mibeis hamezrus lebeis hakneses zocho umekabel penei shechina. When you move from the shul to the base mezrus, from the base mezrus to the shul, imekabel penei hashechina shenemar yechum mechel ochal yirel elokim b'tzion. Okay, we'll pause over here. Last lines we'll reserve for a scene which we didn't plan yet, but we'll reserve it, and adkan.